Arthur Andersen continues its court fight today in Houston. The accounting firm is struggling to beat an obstruction of justice charge for its role in the Enron debacle. Yesterday, attorneys presented their opening statements, and despite repeated objections by the defense, Andersen's past problems with other companies became part of the trial. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
Prosecutors said Arthur Andersen knew the law was coming when partners at the firm decided last fall to shred Enron-related documents. They said this case was similar to past accounting scandals involving Andersen and Sunbeam in one instance and Waste Management in another. The accounting firm paid huge fines to settle allegations of wrongdoing and was put on probation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. Any further sanctions could have barred Andersen from conducting audits. Motive enough, said the government, for Andersen to try to hide its problems with Enron. Typically, prosecutors can't use evidence of a company's previous misconduct, but Judge Melinda Harmon ruled Andersen's past acts could have some bearing on the issue. Defense attorney Rusty Harden argued throughout that Andersen's past had nothing to do with the obstruction of justice charge it faces. However, the judge allowed the evidence, and afterwards Harden tried to make the best of the situation.
Oh, I'm not going to characterize the judge's rule. I'm sure not going to argue about it. Do I look suicidal?
Harden was less diplomatic when the first witness in the case testified. Securities Exchange Commission investigator Thomas Newkirk supervised the Sunbeam and Waste Management investigations. Harden questioned why Newkirk was on the stand, since he had no direct knowledge of the SEC investigation into Enron-related shredding at Andersen. This case is being watched closely because one of the government's key witnesses could reveal details on the complicated partnerships that led to Enron's controversial bankruptcy filing in December. David Duncan, Andersen's former lead auditor for the energy trader, has already pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice. Prosecutor Matt Friedrich told jurors Duncan's testimony alone should be sufficient to convict Arthur Andersen. However, legal analyst Nancy Rappaport says it may not be that simple. Rappaport is dean of the University of Houston's Law Center.
It's a very different matter to prove that the entire management of the firm knew that the shredding was going on and tolerated the shredding going on than it is to say there were some rogue employees that took their duties of advocating for their clients way too seriously.
In his opening comments, defense attorney Rusty Harden did not call David Duncan a rogue employee. Instead, he said Duncan was a good person who had an intense job. Harden said he would not condemn him or belittle what Duncan had done, a point he also made outside the courtroom.
We try to be nice to everyone. Y'all take care.
But Harden strongly criticized the Justice Department's case, calling it a horrible tragedy and a rush to judgment. He said it was ironic that the government's charge of document destruction against Andersen was based on evidence that the company had preserved and given to the government. Holding up a thick sheaf of documents, Harden said if Andersen had been trying to hold something back, not a single document would have seen the light of day. Harden added if there was a conspiracy, it was the most incompetent conspiracy in U.S. history. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.